This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, as we've talked about on the program, a very real housing affordability problem in this country. There is also an office vacancy problem in this country. See also people still working from home. So it kind of stands to reason that there's a lot of talk right now about turning some of those vacant offices into apartments. A new working paper out this month from the National Bureau of Economic Research says somewhere between 10 and 15% of the office buildings in the United States might be suitable for conversion. There would be more affordable housing, more people in downtowns, and lower carbon emissions. There would also be costs, a lot of costs, as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
One question the authors of this paper wanted to answer, does converting offices to affordable apartments make financial sense for developers? Arpit Gupta is an associate professor of finance at the NYU Stern School of Business and a co-author of the study. He says they came up with a model to determine this based around the deteriorating value of vacant office buildings.
If the building value does in fact deteriorate as much as we think it has in many cities, then the conversion can pencil out.
But the margins are tight, so Gupta says subsidies would help. Cities are already losing tax revenue on vacant office buildings, says Jeffrey Havsey, a specialist in commercial real estate at Moody's Analytics.
Because there are fewer and fewer or no tenants in there, the tax receipts for that local municipality continue to decline.
So if a state or local government offers tax relief to a developer in order to turn a building into apartments, bringing people into the area,
that geographic location becomes a better or more vibrant economic area, and that overall can raise the tax revenue for the municipality.
Incentive programs are already happening in places like Chicago, Washington, D.C., and California, and there's a push on Capitol Hill for federal tax breaks for apartment conversions. Achilles Suarez is a lobbyist for NIOP, the Commercial Real Estate Development Association.
If you spur conversions by a little bit of help from the federal government, you can make a big difference in a lot of communities.
Suarez is pitching members of Congress on a 20% tax credit for developers' conversion costs. He says legislation to do that could be introduced in the fall. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.